said, she said, na 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 na. Generation poet turned assassin. Generation poet
turned
assassin.
Generation
poet.
Generation.
Na na na, Sandy O. Pack up all your rhymes, they close the show. Elemental theorem coming down. When the needle drops, they hit the ground. Whoa, whoa. Beat generation poet turned
assassin.
Beat generation poet, whoa.
Beat
generation poet turned assassin.
Beat generation poet turned assassin.
Beat generation poet, whoa.
New music from the brothers Steve came out in 2019. Conveniently, none of them are brothers, but there is one member actually named Steve. Name of the song there was a Beat Generation Poet Turned Assassin. Before the brothers Steve, it was Nikki and the Corvettes doing Just What I Need. Album came out back in the early 1980s on the Bomp record label, so I think that just right there, if you're familiar with anything that Bomp put out, would be like, well, I'm pretty sure it's going to have a good beat to it. It's probably going to be some power pop, too. Nikki and the Corvettes, not on my radar until, it's probably 10 years now, probably even plus 10 years, sadly. She came and played the Brillo Box and went to that show, and it was a good time. I'll tell you more about that show a little bit later on. More fun stories from how that show goes. Speaking of fun stories from how that show goes, Zowie in there. Pittsburgh's own now defunct Swankadelic spy rock band. Zowie with a Napoleon Complex. And speaking of spy rock, what about Spies Who Surf? Band out of Chicago doing Focus's Hocus Pocus to start off that entire set of music. We're about 2 minutes before you get to the top of the hour. Before I get to that, I want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee, they are a small batch roaster. They're a cafe and a bakery, and they're located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the middle of Penn Circle in East Liberty. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. To find out more information, you can be fueled by Zeke's by going to zekescoffeepgh.com. Got more music coming up. If you've got a request for a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Original run of this program is a Friday night. So if it's Friday night, welcome to the weekend. Bonus airings are on Tuesday afternoon. So if you're listening on a Tuesday, you're like, hey, I know who this guy is. Yeah, Tuesday. I appreciate you listening on a Tuesday afternoon because maybe you can't listen on a Friday night. Mentioned a few weeks ago, probably even a month ago now, sadly, we lost a friend of the Mockster. His name was Todd Statman, a victim of COVID. Found some old flyers of when he came to town back in the early 2000s. I started reminiscing. So I want to play some Zigzag. It's Expert.
It's on that fine line between love and hate. I now believe all lovers die. I thought that loneliness would set you straight until you told me all about your man. How could you need him and still feel free? It made me wonder if I had caused or avoided all this misery. But you know I couldn't get my head round that. It's obvious I'm not an expert on such subtle differences, but I'm learning more about them since you've gone this time. It's obvious I'm not an expert on my own emotions, but still I'm learning more about them since you've gone this time.
looking like a born again, living like a heretic, listening to Arthur Lee records, making all your friends feel so guilty about their cynicism. And the rest of their generation, not even the government, are gonna stop you now. But are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be
heartbroken?
Pumped up full of vitamins, unaccountable of seriousness. You say you're so happy now, you can hardly stand or lean over on the bookcase. If you really want to get straight, read Norman Mailer or get a new tailor. Are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be
heartbroken?
Are you ready to bleed? What would it take? What would it take to wipe that smile off of your face? Are you ready to be? Are you ready to bleed?
That's Camera Obscura answering Lloyd Cole's question, are you ready to be heartbroken, with Lloyd. I'm ready to be heartbroken here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Well, to tell you the truth, they weren't asking if you're ready to be heartbroken on the Viva La Mock radio program. I guess I should have paused a little bit in saying that. But if you do listen to the Viva La Mock radio program, you pretty much know that you're going to get heartbroken at some point. I will disappoint you. I set the bar low because it just makes it so much easier to step over, and I don't trip. It's not a hurdle. I've already had a couple hernias, you know. So obviously, before the Camera Obscura, I played Lloyd Cole because I'm very predictable like that. With Are You Ready to Be Heartbroken? Before the Lloyd Cole was some brand new music from the Laurel Hardys. Name of the new album is There Is No Light Without the Dark, and I played Tomorrow from their brand new release. Start off the entire set with some Zik Zak. Went to the Anxotica release for Expert. As I mentioned, we did lose Todd Statman, who basically was a Zik Zak due to complications from COVID-19. Speaking of COVID-19, I'm going to give you a social distancing tip, because putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of the coronavirus. So here are just a couple ways to stay in contact without that physical contact part. Pick up your phone. Call. Yeah, that's an easy one. Oh, pick up that same phone and send a text. It's just as easy, and it's a little bit more passive. Okay, how about this? Very engaged. Set up a video conference. We're all doing them these days. Take a break from them if you're like a little overwhelmed with them, and then come back, because they're fun when you come back. I did them in the spring. I stopped all summer. I did a couple like literally a month ago, and I was like, wow, this is fun again. Post something on social media. My favorite is dedicate a song on the radio. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. And if you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, or shortness of breath, you should be calling your healthcare provider before going to their office. And for more information, just visit coronavirus.gov. And let's all do our part, because we are all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Mockster here at Viva La Mock, and your good friends at WRCT. Yeah, and we're in the doldrums of February. It's cold. We're all cooped up. We're getting that normal annual cabin fever, but now it's just compounded with cabin COVID fever. We're doing our best. Hey, it's about 16 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Lloyd Cole said, hey, are you ready to be heartbroken in that last set of music? And this next set of music, I'm going to start off by saying, yeah, you are. Because would you believe it was 41 years ago today, at the age of 33, we lost a young rock and roll singer named Bon Scott.
Daddy worked from 9 to 5. Mama stayed home with me. Gonna be a rock and roll star.
I can't live living is without you. your kind, Mona Lisa, with a wink of your eye, make it all right. Oh, there's more left to life, Mona Lisa, let me take you along for the ride. Ain't nothing that stays the same. Won't ask it of you. Just that burgundy smile you wore yesterday. I say you won't never lose. I've been down, I've been worse. Mona Lisa came in last, came in first, but it all gathers dirt, Mona Lisa, for you bathe in the light. Ain't nothing that stays the same. Won't ask it of you. Just that burgundy smile you wore yesterday. I say you won't never lose. Oh, you taught me this much, Mona Lisa. I done set it aside, for when you need the same magic touch, oh, for when you need reminding. Ain't nothing that stays the same. Won't ask it of you. Just that burgundy smile you wore yesterday. Say you won't never lose. Just that burgundy smile you wore yesterday. Say you won't never lose.
Bon Iver wrapping up that set of music from an album that he actually self-released back in 2007, but it wasn't until literally on this day back in 2008 it got a wider distribution when the indie label out of Bloomington, Indiana, Jaguar, re-released it, and that was For Emma. Before the Bon Iver, Grant Lee Phillips from his Virginia Creeper album with Mona Lisa. They've been catching up on your Gilmore Girls. He is the town troubadour on that. You can find that on the cables. Trust me. I know. Before Grant Lee Phillips, how about some Harry Nilsson? Yeah, Tom Evans and Pete Ham of Badfinger penned that song. Put it out in 1970 on their No Dice album. Yeah, Badfinger is who I'm talking about. Sorry. Harry Nilsson actually released it a year later, and it was on this day in 1972. So it took a little while to get some traction from Harry Nilsson's version, but it hit number one this week. I think actually on this day, or let's just say this week. This week, back in 1972, 49 years ago, it was its first week at number one. It had a four-week run at number one. So I played Without You. I played it by myself. For You, though. And then Mark Kozlik, you know him from the Red House Painters, from a solo album of his, gave us the Bon Scott penned AC/DC song Rock and Roll Singer in tribute to Bon Scott, who passed away at the age of 33 on this day 41 years ago. Hey, it's 33 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Diva Lamach. Don't forget, a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space, but a minute pause is just 60 seconds of space. Now get it straight with a minute pause Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here in WRCT Pittsburgh. And don't forget, the Viva Lamach show comes to you normally Friday nights starting at 9, and it still does, but now a bonus show after a minute pause starting at 2 p.m. So maybe right now it's a Tuesday afternoon and you're hearing the Mockster's voice going, I can get into this, yeah. Or maybe you threw up a little in your mouth. I don't know, but something happened. And I appreciate you listening, at least. Even if it's by accident. You know that Grant Lee Phillips, I was reminded last week. I was actually, because I'm not on the face space, I was reminded, and I don't get those memories that pop up. I don't get forced memories. I was reminded by a friend, because I have a couple of those, that the last show that I saw out live pre-shutdown pandemic was the Exile Follies. That was at the Club Cafe featuring John Doe, Grant Lee Phillips, whom I just played, and Kristen Hirsch. So let's play some Kristen Hirsch to round out the trifecta as I played some X earlier. It's your ghost.
If I walk down this hallway tonight, it's too quiet, so I pad through the dark and call you on the phone. Push your old numbers and let your house ring till I wake your ghost. Let him walk down your hallway. It's not this quiet. Slide down your receiver, sprint across the wire, follow my number, slide into my hand. It's the blaze across my nightgown, it's the phone's ring. Last night, you were driving circles around me. I think last night, you were driving circles around me. I think last night, you were driving circles around me. Thank you. this coffee till I put you in my closet. Let him shoot me down. Let him call me off. I take it from his whisper. You're not that tough. It's the blaze across my nightgown. It's the phone's ring. I think last night you were driving circles around me. I think last night you were driving circles around me. I think last night you were driving circles.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night. The sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Thank you.
Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips, better known as Dean and Britta. Ginger Snaps here, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. I played that one because, you know, it's Justine Bateman's birthday today. Yeah, she is 55 years old today. Justine Bateman, yeah, Mallory from Family Ties from back in the 80s. And you're like, Mockster, Dean and Britta, not Dean and Mallory, not Dean and Justine. I'm lost. Okay, so Justine Bateman back in the 80s had a movie. I know, she was launching that big movie career. And it was called Satisfaction. Not sure if you saw it. Mockster saw it. It's about an all-female band. Well, Britta Phillips, I believe she was the bass player in that band. I know she was actually a member of the band that Justine Bateman was a part of. So there you go. George Harrison before that with My Sweet Lord. Believe it or not, back in 1981, he paid just under $600,000 for the copyright infringement the Chiffons or Ronnie Mac or whomever had against him for stealing He's So Fine. Simon and Garfunkel in there with The Sounds of Silence, and start off the entire set with some Kristen Hirsch and Your Ghost. As I mentioned, the last live show I saw pre-pandemic was, I believe, on the 9th of February 2020 at the Club Cafe with Kristen Hirsch, Grant Lee Phillips, and John Doe, part of the Exile Follies. Speaking of shows, I told you I was going to tell you about that Nikki and the Corvettes show. But before I tell you about that show, I do have to take care of one real quick piece of business and remind you that every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero and donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Now, don't forget, if it is a Tuesday afternoon, we're wrapping up the bonus section of the Viva La Mach radio program. That only goes until the 4 o'clock hour. But if you're listening on a Friday night, oh, yeah, you still got a couple more hours of the Mockster. But before we get to the top of the hour, I've got two more songs to play. Plus, I got to tell this story. So hopefully you've got a glass of milk and maybe you're a cookie with that milk, because those things go well together to hear this story. So I saw that Nikki and the Corvette show at the Brillo Box, whatever years ago that was. At that show was the guitarist from Zowie, who I played earlier, and I recently found out he's got a new project called The Outer Limits, which is yet to make a stage debut because we're in a pandemic. The guitarist from the Frampton Brothers, or Early Breakup Society, if you even want to call that. He was there. Bumped into the lead singer of the Cynics. Yeah, it was a packed show. It was a fun show. It was a fun packed show. And why am I telling you all this? Because you're like, Mockster, I wasn't there. Or you were like, yeah, I was there. Because I'm just trying to make a segue. That's all I'm doing. This whole setup was just for some sort of attempt to make a segue. And what was that segue? I believe, if my memory is correct, and my memory's a little fuzzy because, well, I got fuzzy memory. I believe the opening band was the band Camera. So let's play some Camera and bump into Beats.
reflection. You're just another little girl with stars in your eyes. I could have been there or back, but I don't want to go home with you.
From the exact same album that gave you Turning Japanese. That was actually the Vapors here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Spring Collection. Yeah, New Clear Days was the name. New Clear Days. Not Nuclear. New Clear Days was the name of the album. And I wanted to go into like a little deeper album cut just to let you know that, you know, these one-hit wonders had some great pop songs that just kind of went unnoticed. Before the Vapors, Pittsburgh's own Camera from their This Is Camera release with Beat Into Bumps, Bump Into Beats. Yeah, Bump Into Beats. I don't know why I was going to say Beep Into Bumps, but I did say it. That's how it works. Wrapped up a real quick set of music because if you are listening to the Tuesday afternoon bonus Viva La Mock, we're going to have to say goodbye, but if you're listening to the Friday night original Viva La Mock, we still got two more hours to go. So I just got to wrap all this up nice and clean, let you know some things happen. Oh, yeah, I've got a mock coming up at midnight for those of you on my Friday night program. I will tell you what the mock is next hour. Also, I want to remind you that Wavelength is a show coming up here on WRCT on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. with your host Seaside. Drown out the voices with Wavelength. It's a good show. I checked it out. Wanted to let you know.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.